The following is an interview I did a few years ago, maybe it's more than a few years ago, with Roslyn McGrath. We thought it would be kind of neat to channel Source, God. I mean, that's the ultimate question, isn't it, for all things? And to me, I don't think you could find, there's many things that I'm curious about, everything. But so this is that interview we did with Source, where she was willing to let me ask her all kinds of questions while she connected with Source. And Source, to me, during this interview, you walk away thinking that it's not one thing, but it's everything. And they always refer to themselves as we, like it was a group. So I find this very interesting, this interview, and I thought it seemed to answer a lot of questions. Hope you enjoy this rebroadcast with Roslyn McGrath. Roslyn McGrath out of Marquette, Michigan. We've channeled different things. We channeled some aliens, the Earth energies, Christ consciousness, and I thought, well, maybe she'll come on and do another one. How are you doing, Roslyn?
Really good, thanks.
So what have you been doing with all your free time here?
Well, I publish a free quarterly in Marquette and Alger County called Health and Happiness. So I've been busy with that. The next one will be out in actually later this week. So yeah, getting that cyclical part of my life complete and having more time to work with people individually. Had a wonderful healer person here and trigger instructor named Kate Rose, and she and I did a workshop together a couple weeks ago. So it's been a busy and beautiful summer.
Good. It's like it's going too fast. It's before you know it, it's going to be gone.
Yeah, I've kind of been in that shock the last few days. And, you know, I thought it seemed like it was going to be so long since you and I did a podcast together again, and it just went so fast.
I know. I can't believe it's already, the end of August.
Did you have a good month?
Yes, I did. And because, like I say, I love summer. Summer's my favorite time of year, and it just goes. It's gone. Maybe we should channel the four seasons.
How can we make summer stay here longer?
Yeah. Is there a way to tilt the Earth's axis so we can get more summer?
It's about us.
Without causing chaos, you know.
Right. I'm sure there wouldn't be any.
Or changing global climates.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do today is, we did channel the Christ consciousness, which is a term I've heard be used before. And we've tried a couple of different things, and you were game to all that. And I thought, people believe in God. I believe in God. Maybe not quite the same as everybody else, but similar. I believe that we were created or something allowed us to come forward, or maybe we're part of it. That's all. We're just an extension of it. How are your views on that? Do you mind sharing any of that?
I have really, you know, I think a lot of people have gone through different perspectives, you know, on what my sense of God is, you know. And as a little kid, like, well, yeah, this is just someone, you know, kind of off somewhere who's really big and powerful and cares about us and, you know, something like that. And then a time of going, gee, you know, I think the things I think about life work without there being a God, you know. So does that, is there, you know, is that really even an important question? And then just such a greater sense of subtler energy and how we're all connected. And really, I can't think of God as a personality, you know, as a separate being anymore, because it seems to me there's just layers and layers of connection, like larger organism to larger organism. So my, you know, I'm not my fingernail, but my fingernail is part of me.
Mm-hmm.
And if it just kind of extending bigger and bigger like that.
I think that, I understand.
Yeah. Or so, like the Russian nesting doll sort of a thing. that there is higher power and that we're part of that. And, you know, there's a lot of associations with the term God, or, you know, and a lot of ideas about that, and very strongly held ideas,
mm-hmm.
that I don't think, I don't know that there is an answer, quote
okay.
unquote, you know, but my perspective is that there's these layers of being, and we're a part of all, and so this is probably very abstract, you know, mm-hmm. for some people, but this how my mind works,
right?
And that it's this miracle, you know, and we are part of this miracle, and something must have been a catalyst for the world that we're
right.
in
right.
to be here,
exactly.
you know, something that's beyond, I think, a human perspective. So it's a really challenging question.
That's why I want to ask it.
And I like that about you. You're really, really pushing me to the furthest edges of my channeling. So it's good.
So is there anything more you want to add, or do you want to start maybe focusing on trying to...
Really, the channeling, of course, is always for me in some sense. And it has to work with my filter in some way. This, again, you know, I like to reiterate this about channeling, because it's channeled doesn't mean it's the truth. You know, we're hopefully all doing our best to open to truth and get a greater and greater, clearer and clearer sense of what that is. So I would ask, that all of us, you know, everybody listening, whenever it is that they're listening, just take a moment, set your intention that this be the clearest and the most helpful for you in your life, in your search for understanding. And I ask to open to that myself as the person playing the part of allowing the voice to come through.
All right. Well, with that said, I'll give you a moment here to, I don't know what to call it, to reach that level that you need to reach.
Sure.
And what we're going to try to do is talk to the origins, the source creation. I don't know what to call it.
Yeah, I've kind of inhibited your sense of titling. You know, to me, I'm asking for whatever can best share perspectives about
right.
the creation of our world.
Understand. So I want to put it in a way that if that's what it takes, and we can have that, the creation, or if there is an origin or a being that started all of this, or if it's just we're all part of that being.
I have a feeling it's somewhere in here you'll need to, they'll be maybe asking you the question of what is this?
Okay.
because that seems pertinent. Interesting. Okay, I'm curious. So I'm going to take my little time here, and I will let you know that we're ready to go.
Okay.
All right. We are with you.
My apologies for beeping.
It was an exciting phenomenon.
We are trying to find out, you know, on this planet, people have beliefs in a creator of one being that created everything. And I guess my purpose of this was to see if we can find a way to connect and communicate, if
indeed that being exists.
Is that something I can do?
We will translate in terms that hopefully will encompass your terms and our point of view as well. That as the one through whom we speak was sharing some of her perspective, which is intrinsic to our own, very strong relationship here, of course, as she is the one who is on deep levels assisting with this translation. It's not her conscious self as it is her deeper layers. We are organism within organism.
Okay.
And we have responded to the call regarding origin of your world.
Okay.
And we do prompt you to share with us what you mean by the this that was created.
Okay, well, I guess what I mean is here people believe there's a biblical belief that God created everything, and how do you define God? Is there a definition? Can you define God for me?
We do not have a definition of God for you. We will share as well as we are capable of our experience of existence.
Okay.
Which the closest term we can find for you is energy. Intricacies and layers and patterns, structures of energy, but within that much shifting. There are structures within structures of energy, and some of this is palpable in your world as physical. And what is palpable in your world as physical has grown significantly even within your lifetime. And there will be more. There will be more at the microcosmic level, and there will be more at the macrocosmic that will come to be considered physical because you become better able, better equipped to perceive it with your physical senses.
And is that because of changes that are coming here?
Oh, it has been in the works through the desires of many, many who are now not in the physical, that such things come to pass. It is related to that shift. However, that shift will bring more ease, more flow of awareness of the what you experience as the non-physical.
Mm-hmm.
It is this growth that is the hugest change that is coming and has already begun. So is coming is not our best verbiage here.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been in the works for eons, very beyond eons. It is part of a much larger pattern than we are capable of describing to you.
Can I ask you this?
How did we, as a species in the physical body, how did we wind up with a universe, and how did we wind up in these physical bodies? How did this come about?
Desire to know what life is. Desire to have experiences. Desire to interact with parts of life.
So what is our form like if we're not in these physical bodies?
And what what do you mean by the term form?
I mean, the physical form is not necessarily what I am completely, right?
Indeed.
So what am I minus the physical form?
Ah, well, we would say your you-ness encompasses your physical form and is beyond this, is much, much more than this as you experience yourself. You are a channeling of God's love for itself.
Channeling of God's love for itself.
As if there were a stream, an aspect of that that comes through in a way that only you can experience and express. That is true of each and all of you.
Now you're telling me that you can't define this term God, but you just told me I'm a channeling of God.
Indeed. We find that the best, the most accurate term for your awareness.
Mm.
In our own terms, more purely, you are a channeling of an aspect of all that is.
Okay, all that is. I can grasp onto that.
Indeed.
Now, this universe that was put here, so you're saying that we desire this, and so this is something we created?
Yes. And we is the all that is, and some of you know this as God.
Mm-hmm. And so, was it, obviously, I mean, were you a part of this, too?
We cannot be separate from it.
I guess everything's all connected. I should know this by now, right?
Indeed. But we understand your question, and we shall describe a little bit further. Because of the nature of your questions at this time, we are energies more closely related to origin.
What if I asked to speak with all that is? Is that something that would help move me along in this direction?
It will, yes, and we will baffle you, yes, with our responses, but we will respond regardless. And you are.
And I am speaking.
You are speaking with an aspect of all that is, and we commend you upon the expansiveness of your question, and we will assist to the best of our ability to draw forth the most expanded energies of the all that is that we are capable of being part of this process with.
So there's no one being that is all that is. It is, we are all part of that. We are all from that.
It is one consciousness, and it is not one being in the sense that your world commonly refers to this. It is one consciousness that is so beyond a human perspective, and yet you are part of it. That's the miracle. That's the magic.
And if you had to describe all that is and this consciousness, is this a consciousness of love and joy?
Joy is your response. Love is the intrinsic nature of all that is, and not limited to your Valentine's Day perception of love.
Right.
But love, we do our best to ask that this energy be more palpable for each one of you. Love as the isness of all, as the building block, as the only power that really exists. You have this, and you have confusions of it as it comes through the layering process. It comes more or less clearly. It comes in its clearest form, you would say, I must be speaking with God. In its least clear forms, you say, oh, this is horrible, this is evil, this is... It is merely like something gone through many layers of fun house, and we don't mean in the sense of fun, but, you know, in your house of mirrors, how things change in a way that is not reality. And that can become more and more confused and more out of whack with the clarity of the oneness of all. So you have these seeming disparities, but if you could trace anything back to its ultimate origin, you would come home with it.
And is that something that would be difficult to do?
Yes, for the vast majority, indeed.
And why is
that? However, every step you take in that direction is more and more like heaven to you. And so, as minute as such a step may appear to be in the sense of all that is, that is a huge step in awareness and experience and can bring great joy. It brings great awareness and sometimes more of a focus on what does not fit this clarity of knowing. And then many despair. And they have difficulty handling this contrast when they are giving such credence to the distortion, when even the smallest of steps within the sense of the vastness of the whole, towards relating to origin, that's huge leaps and bounds in consciousness.
Let me ask you this, if I'm sorry if I'm interrupting.
We just had one thing.
Sure.
That and those steps are well worth, they are well worth your old letting go of your old perceptions. Mm. They truly are.
Here's what I've heard before, and I guess I'm just seeking to try to find answers. Did we, since we are the kind of the creators of this, co-creators of all of this, did we fall in love with the creation, and did we lose sight of who we really are?
Not completely. You cannot lose sight completely.
No, but I mean, does that make it, is that why it's difficult for us to step back away from this?
Yes, that is part of it. Also, you could not come for what you came for and stay in complete oneness consciousness.
Mm.
It's just not possible.
Well, I wouldn't probably experience the things I experience now.
Exactly. You'd miss the adventure, the bargain that you made.
And so, as I understand, not everybody's going to... There are obviously spirits that choose not to be physical.
Yes.
And the ones that have made this journey have continued to do so many lifetimes over and over.
Most of the time, yes.
And was it when they did those lifetimes again and again, is that where they lost track of things and thought that they had to keep coming back?
No.
No, that's not it? They choose to come back?
Yes. It is a choice. It is not a lack of awareness.
So even at the next level, because I've heard like there's a level of reincarnation, but there's levels beyond that of understanding.
Yes.
And so the ones that are in the reincarnation cycle, they don't think that they have to keep coming back again and again?
No. They're always given conscious choice.
And now many of them think...
They don't want to believe it always when they are back in a human form.
Mm. Now, many of them think that they have to keep coming back to gain, to learn and become, you know, become greater beings by learning as much as they can. And I think to me that just seems like, why? You know, you're just here to experience. There's no reason to keep doing this unless you'd want to.
It has to do with mastery.
With mastery.
You get better at refining your choices in this physical realm with practice. It doesn't mean you get better at it necessarily in a straight line, that each time it is so. But overall, yes. And there are other things you desire to experience that you did not in previous times, or you would like to really develop with. Not because you have to, but because you choose to.
So what about, like, you know, they say karma exists. If I were to do something to somebody, they might pay me back the next time. Is that something that you see as well?
It is not necessarily they, and it is not about punishment. It is simply a natural balancing, like a seesaw. And it is not written in stone either.
Hmm. So if I go over, let's say I leave work today and I run over six people.
There are consequences that naturally occur within this lifetime. They may not appear to be related. They may not all connect at this time. And certainly, we are assuming you mean by this that it was purposeful and not accidental. Those are very different energies. However you slice this, there will be natural responses in the equilibrium of the universe. None of this, dear ones, is meant as punishment. It is simply discovering the flip side of the same coin. There is not a true punishment, because you are always part of Source, of the one that is all that is. And your larger existence always is beyond this human experience, and yet it includes it. It's not our goal to mitigate the sense of suffering that people experience with this, but on a larger level, there is a choice to experience a full range of emotions.
Now, do you feel emotions? I don't know where you're at. Can you describe how you're existing, where you're at? Because it's hard for me to grasp onto.
It is the best analogy we can give you. It is like tiny bits of eyes within everything that is, all linked together to a central system. And those eyes are not spies. They are natural, integral part of each thing that is, each energy that is. That is what we are.
So, like I asked some of the other energies, what do you, I mean, do you float through space?
We are rather macrocosmic.
Okay.
So, we are always experiencing. There is no time off. There is no need for such. We are a little bit of everywhere.
Mm. In all things.
Yes.
Things that we don't even think are living.
Indeed.
So I could go up to a rock and you might be in there.
There is no might.
Didn't know if you'd catch that.
And we are in things, energies, experiences that you cannot even think of. You cannot even imagine, because it's quite the universe.
Right. And I can't imagine. I've heard people say that there are multi-dimensions with other beings living in. Is there any truth to anything like that? Do you know what I'm saying, as far as like other dimensional places where other beings exist?
The answer is yes, but the existence may not be what you would define as a physical realm, because, of course, it is a different dimension.
Is there a way that some of these, because, you know, there's a lot of these strange, this is what I do in my show, is there a way that some of these beings are able to, these, maybe they're not physical, but they're able to come into our world and be physical?
That is a broad question. So there are various answers. There is a yes to some degree. there is a no, not at all. And there is a yes, we are doing it now. So it depends upon what what other incomprehensible energies we are referring to.
Well, I mean, I've done shows on my, in the past with, there's a woman out of Wisconsin. She's been investigating this man-wolf type creature that is unlike any species here, and it almost seems like it's able to come and go to another world. Or people say that about Sasquatch as well in this world. Anything connected to that?
In your first example, the answer is yes.
That one can come and go. And what can you tell us about, can you tell me anything about that being?
It is not appropriate for us at this time because
okay.
there is a strong relationship energetically with this other one through whom you speak. She's on the right track from our perspective.
Hmm.
Nope. We might differ on certain details or aspects, but overall we would say she's on the right track.
So what about the Native American and their connection to the Sasquatch or the Bigfoot? Are these beings that also can open and close and come in and out?
No.
No, so they're here pretty much, you're saying.
They are here, but there is something hidden in your here. There is a reason that most cannot perceive them at certain times.
Hmm.
And yet, it was what we would divine as still within your dimensional world, and yet subtler than most are capable of perceiving.
So you're saying that these things do exist, and I'm not loony.
Well, those are two different things. There is something that, yes, there is something of the nature that they refer to as Sasquatch.
Wow.
There is the one through whom we speak has not connected with any of this, her own self. Mm. This is all, this is not particularly of her interest. And it is not of her perception or her inclination. But this, yes, this is our. She says many of you out there sometimes confuse a channeler and the channeling. And she gets a little grumpy about this.
Mm. Really?
Grumpy is not the best word, but a little, you know, a little ruffled, a little irritated.
She doesn't. You're saying that Rosalind doesn't quite understand this?
No, that her perceptions and the perceptions of what she channels are not identical.
Right.
Yes.
I can't imagine anything would unless you totally have total awareness to understand it.
Indeed.
What else would you like to share with me since we're just about out of time, but I'm guessing you might have a message?
We invite all of you to investigate your origins through your inner knowingness. What do you feel, really feel, sense? What really has a reality to you about who you are and where you came from? It is an essential question because, whether conscious or not, it guides your life stream. Guides your life force energy, what you put it into, and how it reflects back to you. What you think of as yourself, what you believe is your life, what you think you can even conceive of as being possible for your life. There is so much more, but it is not to rip doors open and go racing through them, but to sense. How could you live a more expanded, aware life that brings more of who you really are to the fore? That's what we encourage here.
Well, I thank you for speaking with me. It's obviously very enlightening. I've certainly gained some things out of this, and I hope we can do this again, and I'm guessing that you're always going to be there available if I have any questions.
We are always available, and we recommend that you as well. play with different ways of connecting with your sense of what we and your origin is. And we thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you very much. And as soon as I'll let Rosalind come back down to Earth, if we want to use that term, and she'll let me know when she's ready here.
I'm here.
What'd you think of the trip?
That was interesting.
Hmm.
As you were asking for more, you know, of speaking more with the all that is, I could really feel the shift of energy, the like sensation around the top of my head. That really, it did call forth more.
You know, and I got the impression that this really isn't one being. When you say all that is, it's like the collective, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's no way of really tapping into talking to God. That's kind of what my goal was coming into this.
Not that I'm aware of. You're welcome to explore this as, you know, as far as you go.
Okay.
Certainly there's things we call God, you know. I don't know how we... You know, how much can we encompass in our human self? I don't know.
So how much of that conversation do you remember all of it?
I think I do. I mean, I am aware during. Yeah.
Did you hear me talk about the man-wolf and the Sasquatch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, they were kind of saying that was something you might not be open to or something like that?
It's not a personal interest of mine.
Oh, okay. That's what they said. It wasn't really an interest of yours. She said something like you being crabby or something like that.
I have had the experience of doing, I say this type in a broad sense, you know, but channeling a large kind of energy, you know, a large kind of collective, and their responses, you know, to questions, and then someone listening to this saying, oh, yes, you, to me, you know, you and I think alike. We see it the same way. And I'm not what I channel. We're all part, you know, we're all part of the all that is, but it doesn't mean that I have the identical ideas about
same interests, right.
Or interests, yep.
Right. Understandable. I just thought it was kind of interesting in my own perspective that they confirmed that these things do exist. Mm-hmm. Because I've been working with some people on my show that have been looking into this for a long time. And maybe I'll share some of that with them because that's going to, you know, we all have our own reason for whatever it is to have our journey. And I think we're all trying to find some truth in it. So to me, that was kind of nice. Maybe I can share some of that with Linda Godfrey. So
I met Linda.
You met her?
Yeah, good energy. I met her at the Crossing Sphere here a few years back.
Yeah, she's written several books about strange things, but the Michigan Dog Man has been her main thing, and she started investigating that years ago, and... people have been seeing these things, and they're really unusual, really unusual. But I think, you know what? Nothing's unusual.
There's a good point.
Because, you know, we live in a world and we perceive it as these, you know, and I asked the energies when we were talking here, can this thing open and close a door and come in and out of here? And they said, yes, that one has the ability to do so. Mm-hmm. So they seem to come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that was really, that kind of hit it on the mark, what Linda's been talking about. I mean, you never, you know, you can go down a road and it's frustrating because you think you're getting answers, but you may not even be close to what is really going on. So it's always kind of nice if you get a little nudge and you can take a step forward, kind of the easy way by asking the source, so to speak.
Right. Yeah, they seem quite clear in their response about
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised they didn't say, you're loony, you're wacky.
Source is going to tell you that you are wacky. That'll be an interesting...
Well, then I guess that makes Source wacky.
Yep.
We are all things, are we not? Would you say that we're all things, and maybe, you know, because we're connected to all, everybody?
Yeah, ultimately. I mean, most of us don't usually feel like we are.
So, you know, I've heard this many times. When you see somebody that's your enemy, you should also realize that you, just an extension of the source or the all that is.
Yeah, that certainly, you know, when you see them as an enemy, maybe you need to see them as an energy, there's got to be several steps between that for most people.
Mm-hmm.
And going into that oneness consciousness, unless you've really become skilled at making that shift.
Mm.
It's true. But what you see is your enemy, you don't want to believe that's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
mm-hmm.
no, that's not, yeah, no way. That's just bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Well, I want to thank you again, Rosalind, and I don't know if there's anything you want to say or add to this before we sign off on this show, but I think it was real interesting, so I appreciate you allowing me to speak to the energies.
Yeah, I'm glad that you did, and, you know, I'll be absorbing this myself as well.
This show was taken from 2011 in November, I believe, when we recorded this show, so this is a rebroadcast. I'm an interview regarding God or Source and trying to find who God is and what God is and some answers to some mysteries and questions that I've had. Thank you for listening.